Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Lines at 8:30.
After a long day, don't trust your sports to just anyone.
That's right, man.
Adam Jones. Nights on the Sports Hub.
It's called the Toucher and Rich Show, but you can't forget Waller.
You explain it to me, John. Explain
honey,
it.
Honey.
Did you call him honey?
I did. This is like the argument I had with my wife last night.
Pull it.
Now, more Toucher and Rich.
Hello. How are you, good people?
We are the Touch of Rich radio show. Rich was on a Pearl Jam exclusive podcast recently.
Yes, all
talked
the
all
jam.
About the jam,
and it was me and only baseball writers. That was it.
It was baseball writers and Olympic swimmers.
Oh, yes, in Olympics. And we all had our shirts off, and we were all enjoying the music of Pearl Jam's, not one of their first four albums, something after that.
Yes, and maybe even some stuff from the movie where the kid got lost in the woods.
Oh, Into the Wild, that's right.
That's beautiful.
Is that the one where he came out with a ukulele, Eddie Vedder, and did the ukulele album?
He did like some a cover, like a Big Hard Sun or
Big Hard Sun.
I remember that.
It was beautiful. It was a nice encapsulation of just how stupid that idiot was that got lost in the woods.
Hated that movie.
Read the book.
Yeah. I read the book, and the book is fascinating. But I mean, he is obviously somebody who is you can't stand the guy because he put not only his life in danger, but the life of a bunch of people who were looking for him in danger. And he was kind of one of these, he was like a spoiled kind of hippie guy who tried to find his way. And it's a sad story, and it's obviously fairly depressing. But it truly is fascinating how there's some people who almost look at him as this hero, kind of like this someone who tried to find himself and tragically died. No, he endangered all of the people who went looking for him as well, and it was an awful story.
I'm sure you got something cooking up here. I'm going to just tell you one thing I've been looking on at YouTube.
Sure,
don't go caving. That's my advice to you. You know how in like 127 hours, wherever the hell the movie was, like he could chop off his arm and like get out of there?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
You could chop off everything and not get out of the cave. Don't go caving. The cave doesn't want you in there.
Yeah.
And even the people that are the best cavers don't know what the hell is going to happen.
Yeah, there was a movie, Fred, that turned me off from caving forever. Not that I was someone who truly wanted to do it, but there's a film. It's one of the scariest movies I've seen. It's a horror movie, so it's not a true story. But it's called The Descent. And The Descent is this movie about these group of women who every year they get together and they take this trip. And this year they're saying that they want to do something kind of adventurous and dangerous. So they go spelunking, and they've all trained and stuff to do it. So they go into this this cave, and the first half of the movie is just building the suspense where you're in the darkness, and all of a sudden they realize that they're trapped in there and they can't get out. So it's been a full like hour and 10 minutes of just getting you to a point where you feel like you're about to explode. And then the creatures show up. And then you find out that in this cave have lived these people who were trapped down there for so many generations that they've kind of become these they've adapted to the darkness, and their eyes, they can see in the dark, and they're like these goblins now, and they just start picking them off one by one. It's one of the most terrifying times I've had in a movie theater. It was brilliantly done. Like, I mean, the jumps and the scares were insane, but man, I couldn't put myself through that movie, much less now put myself into spelunking in a cave.
Well, how about two brothers go out with their family? They go out to Utah. They're going to go hit this cave. One of the guys tries to get through this hole. In order to get through the hole, he's got to inhale, because if he exhales, he can't get through it. And it slips and it puts him upside down. Now, his brother is able to call for help. Help comes. They can't pull him out. So they break his legs and try to pull him out. And they get him like halfway out, and then he falls in again.
Yeah.
And then they figure there's not much we can do about it, so he died.
What movie is that?
It's Real Life.
Oh. Real Life or Winnie the Pooh?
Yes.
Stuck in the hole.
There was a lot episode. Of honey. There was a lot of honey in there. But that's what I've been watching on YouTube now. People who have been trapped and killed in caves.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that to yourself? Like, if you see one, you're like, I'm done. So you saw one and you said, you know, it's like Lay's potato chips. You can't just have one. You got to keep going.
Yeah, because they always try to save them, and they start cutting rocks, you know, around them, and then that makes all the rocks fall, and then they almost kill the guys that are trying to get them out of there.
Oh man, that's awful. And listen, I like the idea of doing something that kind of tests your limits and getting out of your comfort zone. But why would you rode a bike
25 miles?
Oh, listen, I'm a warrior. But stuff like that just seems so wildly unsafe. And even like rock climbing and stuff, where the Caribbean, I'm like, you're gonna trust this stupid thing hanging off the side of a mountain?
I'm too old for any of it. I trust rock climbing a million times. You know why? Because if I fall, I die. Hooray. If I'm in a cave, I get stuck and tortured for the amount of time it takes a human body to die on its own.
But do you actually die, or can you fall and almost be dead and just be there in pain for a long time?
What if you're climbing?
Yeah, because we've heard of people jumping out of planes and the chute not working, and then like falling and to the ground and not actually dying right away. Them just being in pain for a while.
I would assume that you would be on so many drugs that days would be going by in a snap. I have a feeling that morphine would be your friend in that situation.
Right, just make it go away.
Yes, exactly. I don't think they're going to make you sit there with 85 broken bones. You're faking it. You just wanted to get opiates.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know, turn me off from caves. You ever seen that Brady Bunch episode where they get trapped in the cave with the tiki thing?
You're asking Fred if he's ever seen a Brady Bunch episode?
Are you right? I didn't know. Christian. I wasn't sure. I know you're a TV buff. I didn't know if that extended
Fred
to Brady
Bunch. There, Christian.
They didn't get trapped in the cave. They got kidnapped in the cave.
Right.
And then by Vincent Price, of course. And then their parents, following the trail of popcorn that they left, were able to find the kids. And really are stern with Vincent Price for kidnapping their children, but not overly stern.
Uncool.
Once he releases the kids, they're like, all right. And he's like, you know, I wanted to build a big amusement park. And they're like, okay, well, thank you for giving our kids back. And he's like, no problem. Catch you later.
That's the creepy old man in your neighborhood sound.
And the best is like, okay, so they get kidnapped. Peter has a tarantula on him, and Greg Greg falls on like a 2 foot wave. like, you know, Greg told the guys, like, dude, you gotta have me. If I'm gonna be in Hawaii, you gotta have me shredding. I mean, I don't need a stunt man. I'll take this 2 foot wave myself. I don't need any of that. Greg's gotta, he's gotta grow as a character. Yes, I have seen that one.
No. Sounds like it. I had nightmares about that. I'd never go in a cave because of that episode.
Because you were afraid you were going to run into Vincent Price?
Absolutely, yeah. And the tiki, that little tiki thing.
Well, he was warned he was warned about it by, I'll tell you who it was by. Oh, boy.
You go to the Brady Wikipedia?
No. It's
or is it already in the bookmarks?
Skink and Pickle have a song about it. Mr. Honnelly. All right, I thought of it without it. Yeah, Skink and Pickle have a... about listening
they wrote
to Mr.
A song
Honnelly.
About that episode?
Yeah, that you got to listen to Mr. Honnelly. Because okay. Mr. Honnelly is the guy that told them not, to not take it from the ancient burial site.
Oh, okay.
And then Mr. Brady was like, I don't care. I don't care about any of these natives. They just get in the way. And then Mr. Honnelly's like, kids, it's sacred burial treasure. You have to leave it here. And they're like, oh, what do you know, native? He's like, you Howleys got to know. You got to leave the treasure. And they ignore him.
And Howleys, is that what they're called?
Did you ever see the movie North Shore?
Forever ago.
About the kid that came from the Arizona wave pools. I don't know. They call him a Howley the whole movie. That's the only reason I know.
It's what Hawaiians call white people, I think, right?
Yeah. Like non-indigenous
people. Right.
They call them Howleys. I hope I don't get in trouble. Because North Shore was known for its... epic use of bad language. It was like Goodfellas, really. In the way that it swore. All right. Well, very good.
We've learned a little something. And by the way, Fred, I just want you to know that behind the scenes, there has been a hunt for a 2-second clip from earlier in the show, and we have finally found it. Fred, meet your bubble.
Connor, I make fun of myself.
This hour of Touch and Rich is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Visit now for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car. No appointment is ever needed.
You officially know, Fred, go into the Bubble in the Throat Hall of Fame.
I make fun of myself.
Okay.
God bless.
Not bad. That is a pretty good one.
Connor, I make fun of myself.
That's not bad.
This hour of Touch and Rich is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Visit now for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car. No appointment is ever needed.
You can't top that one because that bubble lasted. Yeah, well, that one lasted a good 7 seconds because usually the bubble pops. She's like, Fred's is a 2-second.
Connor, I make fun of myself.
You
know what's funny? I didn't even know I had it until you told me because I can't hear myself in my headphones.
Yeah.
So then there'll be feedback. So I didn't even know I had it until you told me. That's interesting.
Yeah. As I said, you know, usually it's just like yours. 2 seconds and it's done. But Wallman just...
This hour of Touch and Rich is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
He swallowed it, too. He swallowed it. It still didn't go away.
I mean, he's, like, so unprofessional. Like, why... why don't... You'd be better off just vomiting on the air. Like you couldn't have... Like, clear your throat, stupid.
How milky does your throat have
to be? I know,
it's like still doesn't go away.
We've all come on the air like hoarse, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, sure.
But, I mean, cough. God damn it, just cough.
This hour of Touch and Rich is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Visit now for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car. No appointment is ever needed.
The whole read.
I make fun of myself. Connor, I make fun of myself.
It's the whole read.
It was the whole, and I'm sure the Valvoline people are like, hey, give that guy an extra couple bones because he really did it for us today.
He needed oil change himself.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a bubbling brood going on there.
All right. Very good. By the way, Aaron Rodgers says his ayahuasca has helped his NFL
career. Well, Fred, we're going to do a deep dive into Aaron Rodgers because I have audio.
I'm shocked that he's done ayahuasca.
But, of course. We have met his new girlfriend. I don't know if you know about this.
I am unaware of his new girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, we found her podcast page, and now it explains basically everything he's talking about now. He's dating I think she calls herself a priestess. Her name is Blue the Earth. I'm sorry, not Blue the Earth. That's not good.
I was going to say that was an old... That was a movie by Mae West.
It's Blue of Earth.
I like Blue the Earth better.
Blue the Earth is, you know, probably...
Mae West. It was a Mae West comedy in the 20s. She wore a cape, and she's like, hey, honey, I blew the earth.
It was, that was a movie that you had to go to the back room in the 90s, the video store.
I mean, it was a simpler time, but really was it?
This hour of Touch and Rich is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Now, for a 15-minute oil change, you can stay in your car. No appointment is ever needed.
I'm glad that exists because I forget about it. For like 6 months, I'll go by and I'll forget, oh, yeah, Wallach had that epic, like, 7-second long bubble.
And then, all right. Alex Barth has promised no bubble. So we will discuss the state of the Patriots with him in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Right now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Everything's slow.
Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think you see things that are going well, and you try to figure out a way to maybe, you know, exploit that more or do more of it. You see things that aren't going well, and you either figure out a way to improve it or get rid of it and move on to something else that's more productive. You have a couple different options there. You just have to decide which one you feel is the right one for that. But if you're spending time on something that's not productive, then you know, either you need to change it or find something else. It's just not efficient.
Is the band falling so far so quickly as this band?
I love the Black Rose.
I did too. You gotta like this song. I mean, you gotta like this song. You're lying. Well, Remedies.
This is top two or three, if not. I think Wiser Time is my favorite by them, but like you can go almost four albums deep into their catalog and it still be good.
But if someone tells you they don't like this song, they're not paying. They like this song.
I don't like She Talks to Angels. That might be the only song like that was a hit by them.
And I don't really like Hard to Handle that much. I don't hate it. I just thought
it was
a
cover, though. Jealous Again's a good song. Like, their original I think
Jealous Again's a good song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
But the brothers couldn't make it work, you know?
Well, they just went on tour, though. They played, I think, Shake Your Moneymaker in its entirety. And I think it was right when the pandemic was supposed to happen and they delayed it. And I think last year Dan, am I right? They went on tour, right? And it was a reunion.
Did they go as the Robinson Brothers or did they go as the Black Crowes?
It was the Black Crowes. The Black Crowes got back together. So good for them. Good for those guys. I like that band. And you know what?
Interesting thing about them. They're all white.
And that's ironic in the name. Then they're not Crowes either, as a matter of fact.
No, but they're not even black, and they're playing black music, whites, a bunch of posers. No, I'm just kidding. I do like two songs by them, so which is, you should hear what the station that Axl's on is playing. Ooh-wee. Achi machi.
They got themselves a lot of shine down in Cedar, do they?
They did play War Pigs by accident. But
awesome. But that's a good station.
Yeah, I sat in there. I did a little yabbing with the fellas.
Nice.
Southside Steve. Alex Barth is no Southside Steve, but he does cover all things sports for 98.5 The Sports Hub. com. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Barth, hello.
How are we doing, guys?
Good.
I am doing well.
I have to jump in real quick, Fred, because there was an issue with not an issue, but there was something we discussed last time Alex was on that has been fixed. Alex Barth, there was every time he would make a video for either the Instagram or Facebook, there was something that we learned that algorithm or some sort of program that zoomed directly in on his face. So you were getting full on, full face
like
of
you
Alex
would be
Barth.
If you were having sex with him missionary style.
Which is, I guess, the way yes.
That's how I angle my phone, is I just put missionary style.
So, Alex, they have since fixed it.
If I was laying on top of Alex and our chests were heaving together, is what that would look like. Arcan knows what I'm talking about. What did he ruin it now?
Yes. Alex, they have since fixed it. And now they finally gave you the space that I think you originally recorded in, so they didn't zoom it in, remember?
Yes. No, I did notice that. And it was right after we talked about it, right? So I'll give you the credit. Maybe they
Was it your intention to make it look like I was gazing into your eyes while having missionary style sex?
No, I wouldn't do that to anybody.
Well, I mean, it's the
given
most
that close up right there.
It's the most obvious position. I mean, it's how you're taught to make love. All right, Alex, lost a little respect for it. No, just kidding. All right, Alex, are the rumors true? Is this whole thing going crazy here? I am familiar a little bit with the San Francisco offense. I think any football fan is. And I know, for instance, I'm sorry, guys, but it is the team that I follow next to the Patriots, is that the Jets had a very difficult time instilling this offense. There's a lot of – you have to do a lot of different things as an offensive lineman. It's a zone-blocking scheme. It's a lot of different things you have to do as a running back. Do you think that Patricia is qualified to coach this?
So he's never coached it before. I don't want to say he's not qualified because he's been around the game long enough that he should have a basic understanding of it. But there's a difference between a basic understanding and an intimate knowledge of it, right? He's coached against it. It almost feels like he's trying to reverse engineer it. And it's not just him. You know, there's been places where it's been installed where maybe some of the coaches don't have familiarity with it, but somebody on the staff does. Right. And nobody on the staff, at least anytime recently or at a high level, has hands-on experience with this offense. So hey, I think that is part of the problem.
Hey, Alex, why switch the offense? I mean, as much as we might have downplayed the offense, I mean, statistically wasn't bad. It gave Mac Jones success that other rookie quarterbacks didn't have. It's not like, you know, he had a bunch of premier weapons to throw to. Why change the offense at this point?
So I'm not against changing it as a whole isn't necessarily the wrong idea here. If you're going to change it, which maybe they've wanted to for some time, it makes sense to do it when you're changing offensive coordinators. For the wide receivers, it's actually simpler. The old Patriots offense was incredibly complex at the wide receiver position. And the way the college game has drifted from the pro game, you're almost asking guys to learn a new position. That's part of the reason they've had trouble developing young wide receivers. So changing it makes some sense. The bigger question to me is, why change it to this? There's other things I think they could have changed that would have accomplished their goals of making it easier that had more and similar with what they were previously doing, as opposed to this zone scheme, which is night and day from what they were.
Okay. So Mikael Becton, despite his before his injury and his very limited time before his injury last year, just wasn't meant for it. He's like too big. His playing style is like a bulldozer. Are you seeing any linemen that you're looking at and going, ah, man, I don't know if he's the right fit for this scheme physically or by the way he plays?
Yeah, I think you see that with Michael Onwenu, who like you said, right, as a bulldozer, as a mauler, is a really good player, and that's what the Patriots are asking him to do. Now, as a guard, you have to move around in this scheme, right? You got to get out in front. It's a footwork thing. He just wants to hit the guy in front of him. That's his game. Right. So you see some of it with that. With Trent Brown, maybe a little bit. I think Trent Brown is just so talented that he's going to make it work. I think he's better in the old scheme, but I think he'll be capable in this scheme. But I think there certainly is some of that, where it's not that guys aren't talented enough. It's not a raw talent issue. It's a fit issue.
Okay, so, Alex, there was a report, or not a report, a drop that Mike Reese left yesterday when he was on ESPN, where he was saying that maybe because things are going so poorly with the offensive line, they should ring up Dante Scarnecchia and have him come and do, what would the term be? Just kind of be an advisor? You know, give them some advice, show up for a couple of practices and
let him rest.
Patricia's ears. Yeah,
let him rest.
I'm with you, Fred. let the guy enjoy retirement. But, I don't even know. Do you think with this new offense, like Dante Scarnecchia would even be as great as he is as an offensive line coach if they're trying to teach something completely different than what they did when he was there? Like, does it even make sense to bring him in?
Look, Dante Scarnecchia is a great coach. I think having him in the building would just help them in general. But to your point, if they're going to bring in an advisor, right, it goes back to what I said before. Get somebody who's run this offense before. Get somebody yeah. who's been in San Francisco, somebody who's been in LA the last couple of years, somebody who's worked in one of these systems that can maybe go through some of the finer points of it.
Yeah, it just seems to me like, you know, they're the poor guy. You know, he helped him out once before. He did him a solid. And now it just seems like, you know,
they would have, right? You know, they would have kept him around. You know, it's not like they fired him. So
no,
the guy's old. He doesn't want to do it anymore.
what's his name, too? Bring back Ernie. Just bring the whole crew back again. Why not?
He doesn't want to go to Minnesota. I don't have their schedule in front of me, but he doesn't want to go to, like, Buffalo in December. He wants to sit home. He wants to fish. Let the man fish or whatever the hell he does.
So, Alex, what do you think we're going to see in week one? I don't know, especially now that they've switched it to three games. Like, I don't know what to expect. If they're installing a new offense, does that mean we're going to see more or less of the starters during these three games?
I think it'll be about the same because it's more of an injury management thing than anything else. Right. A lot of that, to me, it's the joint practices where they're going to get a lot of that done and see how this looks against opponents. So I think we'll see some of the starters outside of maybe the general injury prone guys. Right. Trent Brown, maybe Damian Harris. I don't think the schedule will be that different in the preseason. It's all going to come down to the joint practices for me when they're doing that. Bill Belichick has talked about this, that those joint practices are as valuable as anything. It's how much are they running it there? And that's going to be, I think, where they're really going to try to pick it up.
Yeah, and everybody around the league is. You saw the Kelsey from Philadelphia was wearing bubble wrap on his head, so a lot of
yeah. They got those. What are those helmets called? The ones they got now?
They're called Guardian caps, and it's all the linemen, linebackers, tight ends, and I believe running backs. And those are here for I think this is the last week, and then those go. But
it was
that's been new this year.
He was literally wearing bubble wrap on his head.
Just as a joke. Those things, like, I mean, do they, what's the, I mean, I take
it's got to do something. I mean,
if they're if they're better, then why not wear them in the games?
Because then you can't sell
heavy.
The helmet.
Oh, they're super heavy.
Well, that's part of it. I think what Fred said, they're also very heavy. Yeah. They're tough to use. And honestly, I think the players are kind of thrown off by the look of them. It looks like you turn the helmet inside out and put it on.
Yeah. It looks like Spaceballs.
That's exactly what I said to Matt Dolliff, actually. Spaceballs. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that you can't get one of those signed by Sam Darnold for $250 and watch it depreciate in value every second. All right, Alex Barth, read him at 98.5thesportshub.com. He's out at all the Patriots stuff. Thank you so much for the time.
All right. Real quick, Alex, I just want to ask one yes or no. Was yesterday truly the worst practice that everyone said it was the worst practice? Was yesterday the worst practice that they've had?
For the offense this year, yeah, I would say so.
Okay, it's a disaster. I mean, everyone's saying it was a disaster. Well, good. At least they're, you know, moving in the right direction.
Even though I hate Patricia, I think he's a really – I've heard nothing positive about him. ever from anybody, I wouldn't freak out as a Patriot fan about what's happening right now. I would give it a couple games, real games, because I just wouldn't freak out about it right now. There is a time to freak out, and that time will come sooner than later. But right now, it as much as it pains me to say this, I don't know if this is not correctable. I don't know if they can't get the linemen on the same page.
Correctable with Patricia, though? With Patricia still on the staff?
I think that is a massive hindrance, and maybe that they're going to have to readjust some things. And maybe the reason they really didn't hand out, you know, business cards, you know, at the beginning of the season was, or the beginning of camp. I know they did list him as offensive line coach, but I think that maybe that's a fluid situation, that he could get replaced by someone with some knowledge of how this all works. Because, again, I just know about this offense because the Jets installed it last year, and it was very difficult on some people. It was very difficult on Becton, who everyone thought was going to be, you know, this hotshot, and they ended up getting hurt. And I'm interested to see Trent Brown running around, you know, every game. And I mean, this requires you to move a lot.
Yeah, it does.
He's in good shape, though. He's in good shape right now. He trimmed down, and he's actually looked good.
Yeah, he's just I don't doubt it. And I think he's a very talented lineman. It's just he's a mountain of a man.
Yeah,
it's just hard to see how long they can keep it up. All right, Alex, thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, thanks. All right. Appreciate it.
When we come back, are we gonna dive into the world of Aaron Rodgers?
Sure, let's do it. He has gone on a vision quest, and his new girlfriend led him there. She is a priestess shaman who goes by the name of Blue of Earth.
Yeah, ayahuasca. You could have asked me, you could have had $1 million in a pile and said, did Aaron Rodgers, has he taken ayahuasca? And I would have said, I will take that $1 million. Yes, because he has a man bun. All right, so we'll be back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Speaker. Now, more Toucher and Rich.
I mean, look at us. We are just three intimidating something.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, we are Toucher and Rich. Rich, I'm reading here that Aaron Rodgers is a fan of ayahuasca. You could knock me over with a feather.
Yep. And we've talked about ayahuasca before, and yesterday I mentioned that television show, The Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow show, that my wife made me sit down and watch because she said it was hysterical. where she sent some of her minions who work for her over at the Goop headquarters to go try out something called ayahuasca. Now, when you do it, usually you go to these, it's almost like these drug resorts they have in places like Peru and where it's legal. And you go into this circle of people that's kind of either partially outdoors. Theirs was in like a gazebo with a forest out around them. And there's these really weird, like old dudes in robes who are supposed to basically hug you through the process and tell you that you're going to be okay, which is just extremely creepy. I mean, it's one thing to just take a drug where you don't know where you are and you're not completely control yourself. And then knowing that there's some weird dude with his hands like all over you. I don't care who you are. It'll creep me out.
They're your spiritual guide. They're there to get you through the trip, man.
Yeah. Well, no, thank
have some,
you.
Have some. You need some vitamin C, man.
It just looked like some old man groping, if you ask me. So, and it's a hellscape. You know, these people they drink this drink, and I think is it a mushroom, Fred, that they end up like boiling inside this? It's a type of tea that they drink, and it takes, I guess, like about an hour, and after an hour, all of a sudden they're lying on their back and they're just sweating and breathing hard.
It's powerful. A powerful hallucinogenic that also, yes, does lead off into vomiting. Yes.
They're vomiting, and by the end of it, everyone was crying, and it lasted almost a half to a full day. It was just awful, awful, awful stuff. And I guess you're supposed to like find who you are and all that during it. Well, Aaron Rodgers has apparently gone on one of these vision quests, and here's what he had to say recently about his adventure with ayahuasca.
There's opportunity for certain people to give permission slips out to say it's okay to think about things in this way and hopefully allow them to kind of step into their freedom and step into their true self. There's an underlying, you know, shut up and dribble, shut up and play. She'll talk to me about anything except your sport. I've never been a robot. I don't want to be a robot. I'm not a cliche guy. I'm not a game face guy. I'm the guy that shoots from the hip and speaks from the heart.
And I said, is there anybody in this room
who could still love me?
Is there anybody in this room
with a dumber tattoo?
Is there anybody in this room?
No, I do not deny, although I have not and will probably not deny that I've heard from some people the power of a psychedelic experience. I do question, though, the coolness of going to some country where they're doing a half-assed version of some ancient ritual and, you know, patting you on the back. And Aaron Rodgers thinks that Aaron Rodgers is extremely, extremely smart. And by the way, part of wisdom comes with knowing that you are not that smart. Part of wisdom comes from knowing that you've got a lot to learn. I don't care who you are. Do you think that Jim Davis, who does the Garfield cartoons, walks around and thinks he's the best cartoonist every day? Goddamn!
Oh, I heard that guy's an a-hole if you met him in real life.
No, hell no. He knows he's got to deliver every day with Garfield.
That dude hates Mondays.
Well, is it him or the character? I mean, we all know Garfield has his ways. But no, I'm dead serious. The smartest people I've met in my life did not go around advertising how smart they are.
No. The smartest people realize that they have a lot to learn.
Also, they're interesting. Like, they're interesting in their own way. They have an uncommon way of looking at things that's interesting, where they don't announce how uncommon it is.
And I said, is there anybody in this room who could still love me? Man, the depth of all those emotions is what it means to be alive. It was going to the depths of my soul and hearing and feeling all that self-criticism.
I think it's time. And the last maybe 17 years of my career where other people have spoken for me, it's nice to take back the narrative and kind of say, hey, look, you've said these things about me for a long time, but actually this is who I am.
Speaking of little guitar tickles...
He's become like a low rent Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, like at least McConaughey is like, you know, getting dropped in some African village and having to make his way out. It's like it's about time. Like, I got a chance to do all this really derivative crap and like let you know about it.
I've done peyote in Real de Catorce, Mexico, in a cage with a mountain lion.
Yes, okay. I don't doubt him.
No.
But he didn't go to the Four Seasons Bali and, you know, have some hippie rub his back while he...
And I said, is there anybody in this room who could still love me?
Blue the Earth still loves him.
That's what, who does?
Blue the Earth.
Yeah. Oh, well, Blue the Earth. Oh, I'm sorry. Blue of Earth is his new girlfriend. And Blue of Earth, I guess, is the person who took him on this
very
adventure.
Popular.
Now, who is Blue of Earth? Blue of Earth is a she is an artist. There's a many.
If you wondered whatever happened to the Smurfs, this is one of them. They've escaped their mushroom prison.
Got away from Gargamel. Well, she is somebody who had to address rumors earlier this summer when she was accused of being a witch. She says she's indeed not a witch, although she does like to dress like an elf every once in a while with elf ears and blue hair. Very LARPish. But she is somebody who likes to talk about, you know, experimenting and the other side and witchcraft and things like this. She has also, of course, because everyone does her own podcast. Let's meet Aaron Rodgers. By the way, Aaron Rodgers for the longest time was dating Olivia Munn.
Yeah, I know.
And the sound right now is Olivia Munn cackling laughing.
Now, I know some Wiccan girls. Does she have like a tattoo on her forehead? This girl that he's dated, I've worked with Wiccan girls before. Does she have a tattoo on her forehead?
I'm looking at a picture of her dressed up as an elf, and she's got something. It looks like drawn on her forehead. I don't know if she's got it tattooed.
Because a girl, a Wiccan girl, came into work one day, and I was like, "Oh my goodness gracious! Say goodbye to any future job." Jobs, you have a big ass tattoo on your forehead.
No, all she does not have a tattoo. I'm looking now of a picture of her not dressed up. No.
Well, then I question her passion for the project. But all right, here we go.
Hello, beautiful humans. Blue here. What do we do when we say we've got the tools in our tool belt to be able to navigate when the shadow emotions come up? It's not an if, it's a when. They're inevitably going to come up. So it's a when they do come up. And so bullshit. Mountain, BSMT, is a place to go when a negative emotion is presenting itself.
No, a BAR is a place to go when you get a negative emotion.
Can you imagine?
And order an SHOT and handle that negative emotion.
She sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. It sounds like this can't lose. It sounds like I hope she's put a lot of money into this podcast.
It's gonna last forever.
Oh my god, I mean, I can only imagine the audience. It's gotta be really on fire with blue of earth.
They do come up, and so Bullshit Mountain, BSMT, is a place to go when a negative emotion is presenting itself and you want to graciously transmute the emotion. Breath, sound, movement, touch are four tools that we can place right in our tool belt. So when any of these negative emotions come up, we can graciously transmute them while simultaneously not spiritually bypassing our experience and allowing ourselves to fully feel all of it. Breathwork is an amazing way not only to get high on your own supply, but it's a tool that we are doing all the time, all day, unconsciously.
Okay. I can't take any more. This is like in a corner of a party with the worst person ever. Right?
Well, this is unheard of coping skills. You're telling me to control your breath and to breathe deeply and help that calm your system down? I can guarantee you they told my daughter that in kindergarten. That was a lesson that my daughter learned in kindergarten.
So it said, I wonder if Blue of Earth is related to Mound of Dirt from Crash's Past.
I thought about a joke like that before, but I couldn't fit it in. Yeah.
Someone just asked, why is she British? I don't know, because she's British? Why are we?
Because she's probably not British.
What kind of question
is probably Madonna. It's probably a Madonna situation.
She's from Detroit.
Yeah, exactly. She's from Mount Clemens.
Breath.
Her and Kid Rock.
It's an amazing way not only to get high on your own supply, but it's a tool that we are doing all the time, all day. Unconsciously, we're breathing, but to consciously breathe, to consciously
with these podcasts everywhere with the podcasts, it is just, you know, just wasting your time. Open up a little studio and talk to people. Why are you wasting your time with a podcast that no one's ever going to listen to? open up a studio and bring people in and teach them whatever the hell you're teaching with your dumb podcast.
Well, all I know is that Aaron Rodgers is going to be intolerable this season. He is going to be somebody.
To last year.
I mean, it's, what am I saying? Of course, he's always intolerable, but this is going to be a new level.
Yeah, he's dumb. He's truly a dumb guy. He's dumb and doesn't know it and thinks he's smart, which is can be the funniest and most infuriating of people. He's a Curt Schilling. He is a Kyrie Irving. Not to the degree of despicableness that they've achieved, but he is a super dumb guy who's like, I know what time it is. Again, the smartest people I know never act like they're the smartest people in the room. It just doesn't happen.
So it's an Aaron Rodgers, definitely the kind of guy that will bust out an acoustic guitar at a party.
Mm. Or a ukulele. Because he doesn't have time for those two other strings.
That's right. He'll do the songs from the Lost in the Woods movie.
Ugh. Woo. Ugh.
Big Hard Sun.
I thought it was a good book, too.
But it was a great book. Great book. Into the Wild was a great book. Depressing, but it was great.
The Krakauer.
One of the few books I've read.
John Krakauer.
Like six books. That's one of them. John Krakauer. You know what? And I scratch that. I read Into the Wild. Not Into the Wild. Up in the Air. Is that the what was the one where they went up the mountain? Yeah. That was
Everest.
Yeah,
you should read the one on Tillman.
Oh yeah, I heard that's pretty good.
It's very good because it was what I thought is it was a creation of propaganda by the military.
He did a lot of his stuff. He did that, but he also did Under the Banner of Heaven, right?
Yes, which is now a miniseries.
Which I heard it's actually pretty good. I've only read the beginning of that one, but I heard it's good.
Yeah, read the Tillman one. It's probably what you would have expected. The government misled and propagized something that didn't happen. He was shot by his own troops.
Yeah, friendly fire.
Yeah, and they made up this whole story about how he had. I mean, the guy did join the military. You got to give him credit. I mean, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but like they concocted this whole story of him being this hero in the military, and he didn't really do anything.
Yeah, all right. It seems to be a sad story, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he got shot by his own guys, and they didn't tell the family the real thing that happened. They screwed up. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.